Thank you. Good evening. I'm Lauren Neisel. I'm a parent at Heartland Community Schools, and I'm here tonight to speak up about the events surrounding the racial harassment of an African-American student at Heartland High School. As a community member and parent, I'm deeply concerned that this event speaks to a larger issue in our area concerning racism and racial discrimination. So therefore, I'm here tonight to strongly advocate that Heartland Community Schools view this event as an opportunity to grow. Since early elementary school, my boys have often been encouraged to take a growth mindset to their learning. In doing so, their teachers have told them that it's healthy to reflect and make necessary changes. Making changes isn't perceived as a sign of weakness, rather as a sign of strength. I've always appreciated how my son's teachers have encouraged them to view growth and change as a positive and not something to be feared. Making changes when something isn't right is a value in this district, and as such, there are some changes that I feel would positively benefit our community. In schools today, we tell our students that if they see something, say something. We have zero tolerance for things like school violence, and we give them the tools to confront those kinds of threats. Likewise, we need to develop the same zero tolerance approach for racial discrimination, and we need to provide students and teachers with the tools they need to address and report hate when they see it. Other local school districts with similar demographics have addressed racism and racial discrimination, such as Holly Area Schools and Oxford Area School District. While these issues are not easy to solve quickly, I believe these school districts prove that this work has a place in our community too. Therefore, I am here to ask Heartland Community Schools to develop a zero tolerance policy against racism available on the district homepage and provide students and staff with bystander training to prevent further incidents. Continue to develop a curriculum that represents and includes many diverse perspectives, because when we know more, we can do more. Provide teachers with professional development that will help them to navigate courageous conversations about race. Collect culture and climate data that specifically ask questions to measure the racial climate at Heartland High School, and then disaggregate the data by subgroups to understand the experiences of students of color within Heartland Community Schools. And finally, create a district diversity, equity, and inclusion plan within the MyKIPP District Improvement Plan for the 2021 school year that includes a district advisory board composed of administration, teachers, high school students, school board members, and parents. For the vast majority of our students, schools feel like a safe place. However, we need all students to feel safe and included. And in creating a safe climate for our students, we will model reason, respect, and responsibility. I'm hopeful that tonight will be the start of changes that will help us to heal and grow from this incident. Racism hurts everyone, but inclusion and equity can make us all stronger. Thank you for listening. I will send my comments by email to Superintendent Hughes and the Heartland Community School Board.